Kesa Shem Tov on page 146, Beis Mem Tes. Just a few words, but there's a lot here. The Baal Shem is explaining the pnimius of a pasuk in Kehelis. The simple pshat in the pasuk, kol masha timsa yod chalasos bekoychacha asay. Whatever you're able to accomplish, what is within the reach of your hands to accomplish in life, to do something which is good, asay, do it. So Baal Shem HaKadosh taught, Perush lahalois anshe asiya el hamachshava shenikreis yud yodo. What does that mean? Let's look at the Perush. Ksiv kol masha timsa yod chalasos b'chaychacha asay. Perush. Lasos bekoychacha. No, you know there's a separation between what a person wants to do, what a person is thinking to do, what a person would like to do in life, and what one actually does. There are some people who have tremendous koyches of asay, not just thinking and talking but doing. But for many people, there's a tremendous gap between those two worlds. So the Baal Shem is saying, L'chabres madregas ha'asiya im madregas koyach klaymer. L'halos l'chabres anshe madregas oylem ha'asiya ha'tachton. The Baal Shem HaKadosh takes this pasuk and he tells us that it's not just a matter of one's own personal avoda. But there are people who are called Anshei Asiya. Anshei Asiya. L'chabra is Anshei Madregas Olam Ha'asiya. This world is Olam Ha'asiya. This is the world of the, this is the dimension and reality of Asiya. And the Olam is of Atzilus Bria Yitzira. This is the world of Asiya. Lahalus lechabris anshe madregas olam asiya hatachtain al bchinas koyach shi madregas amachshava. To connect, to make connection between asiya and machshava. So the Baal Shem takes this to another level, and he says that in olam asiya, we're doing things all of the time. But we're doing these things without thought and without kavanah, without intention, without emotion, without feeling, without depth. We live in the Olam HaAsiya, and in the Olam HaAsiya, it's very, very hard to connect to the world that is called Koach, Shebechinas HaMachshava, which is the Bechina of Machshava of thought. Tachlis HaRuchnius, Shenikris Yud. Now Ruchnius is the letter Yud. Yud Vav Dalad is the letter Yud, which is the Oisi is Yodo. Yud Dalad Vav. Zaremas Aloshan Shetimsa Yodcha. Kolma Shetimsa Yodcha. Meaning that in this world of Asiya, it's very easy to become disconnected from the world of Koach, of Machshava. And therefore, we have to spend our entire lives within ourselves and with others, searching for that little yud, for the missing yud. This world that we're in is the world of Vavke, of Vavhe, the Vav that extends into reality and the He that expands into the Olam HaAsiya. This is the world of Vav Hei. The world of Machshava is the first Yud. That's the world of Machshava. In the Shem Hashem, the first Yud is the Shem of Machshava. And that's why Yud is a Lashon, is a letter that takes something and makes it into the future. It's a world of vision, of thought. Oz Yosher Moshe, Kantchias HaMesim in HaTorah. So that Yud of Machshava, we have to look for always. Kol Masha Timsa Yodcha La'asos. Our job here is to take Yodcha, which is your Yud, your deeper Machshavas, which is Yodcha, HaYud Shalcha. To take HaYud Shalcha, La'asos Pekechacha Asei. That when you do things in the world of Asei, by taking the Yud, the Machshava, you're now able to do that, to accomplish that, b'koychacha, with all of its koch, with all of its greatness, with all of its energy. Instead of doing something just in the world of Asiya, an empty physical act, search for that Yud. Search for the Machshava. Why are you doing this? What's the purpose of doing this? What do you want to accomplish by doing this? What's the reason for this? And kol ma shetimsa yodcha, look for the hayud shalcha, the Yud. Look for that Machshava, for that which is called Koach. That which gives the simple physical act all of its strength and all of its beauty and all of its meaning is the Yud Shalcha. That's what it means to be a Yid, to be a person that's connecting the Machshava and the Maisa. So kol ma shetimsa yodcha la'asos b'koychacha asei. Whatever you're able to do, find that Yud. Timsa yodcha. And when you do that, then la'asos b'koychacha asei. Then all the aseis of your life, all the things in life that you do, will be b'koychacha, with your full strength. Will be with full strength. Won't be stam empty things. Will be with full strength. So remez aloshen shetimsi yodcha, to look for that yud, for the machshav. Okay, 147, ois nun. Im kvar bo lidei nisayin, dahainu da'ayil v'nofik. A person is living and doing mitzvahs and staying away from avarice, and everything seems to be going smoothly. Everything's going very, very nicely. But then something happens, and there's a nisayin. There's a test. And the person experiences nisayin. The Nisayin itself, he experiences it as a Yerida. Even if a person passes the Nisayin, the fact that there's Nisayin itself causes a certain degree of aggravation. Everybody wants things to go without any creases, just to be nice. Nisayinus are part of life. And even if one passes the Nisayin, the very experience of going through the Nisayin takes away that feeling of tranquility. What's wrong with me? Why did I even have this Nisayin? I almost failed in the Nisayin, and so on. So, im kvar bo lidei Nisayin. The Baal Shem says, you were on a higher madrega, you were soaring, and then you were tested, you were tempted. Ayel v'nofik means, the higher Ayel v'nofik means going in and coming out, ascending and leaving, going higher and leaving. And in life, there's a mahalach of Ayel v'nofik. We would all like to be in a perpetual state of Ayel, of ascending, of sailing. But inevitably, there are times of v'nofik, where you're not in that place. And you descend or you leave that place, or there's something that is shaking you up in that place where you're just not, it's not going the way that it was going. Dahinu da'al v'nafik. The whole Torah Vav, and look at the Moran is on this Nakuda. Shuv eno bolidei nisoyin. So the person left that exalted madrega that he was on, where everything was clear and everything was gevaldik and he was doing terrific. And he has a nisayon. And he was strong. He didn't collapse by the nisayon. It was a stop along the way. He almost fell. He could have fallen, but he's mechazik himself to go forward. So Baal Shem HaKadosh says that through this, he has mastered this madrega of his life. He has conquered a certain new territory in his avodas Hashem. And he's going to be able now to move to higher and higher levels without falling. Not only that, but as Baal Shem says, he's also able to bring others along with him. He's able to bring others out also. Shu and a brother named Sarin, Vyuchalias Aymed Al Matsav Madrega Achashloy Leirid. He's conquered this territory in Avodas Hashem, not to have a Yerida. I'm not going to die anymore. Dying means a yerida. Ki echya, but live. It's not going to be necessary for him to go through a yerida in order to bring others up. Now, what's the shift here to others? So let's take a look at the perish. Im kvar ba ha'odon l'dein yisayin. Pamachas. A person had in a certain area of his avodas Hashem, he has a nisayin. Dahainu da'ayel v'nafik. Shenichnes b'sholem v'yotze b'sholem. He entered into that nisayin, that test, b'sholem, in a state of shleimus. And v'yotze b'shalom, he survived it. Yotze b'shalom, he left b'shalom. Klaim lamros ha'yirida mimadregosa haruchanis, shahayse b'shas nisayin. Even though it was a yirida in his madrega in ruchnis, because he had this nisayin, there was a yirida. Omad bo karoi. Nevertheless, he held himself karoi. V'nisha sholim b'avadaso, and he held himself, even though he's not ascending now, he's just trying to hold on, not to fall apart. He's not progressing, he's just holding on. But he's sholim b'avadaso. So, for instance, sometimes you'll have a person, you'll have a bachur in yeshiva, it could be an older person, but this is often in yeshiva, where he was a big masmid, and he was stagging learning, and he was doing fantastic. And now something has happened where, for whatever reason, he doesn't have a particularly strong cheshik to learn. It's not really going well. And as a result of that, he feels that he's in a yerida. Now the big nisayin that he's in now is what's going to happen to him during this pause in his avoda, in his learning, during that pause, What's going to happen to him? Some of the chevra, when things are not going well, and they're not in a state of ayil, of ascending, and they feel that their ruchnius is not moving forward, is not progressing, many chevra in that situation fall terribly. They just throw in the towel, they fall. They leave the world of Kedusha. Vinafik. They go out. They leave Kedusha. There are others who during that time of pause, during that time, they're not progressing, they're not moving forward, they're not ascending, they're not doing better, they're not moving ahead, but they're determined to hold on to where they are. In other words, not to turn away, not to walk away. There's a huge chilik between these two guys. And it's not only in learning, it's with everything in one's life. Sometimes a person feels that with a certain child and his relationship with a child or relationship with a wife, whatever it is, this applies to everything in life. How do you behave when you're not in a stage of ayil, when you're not ascending? How do you carry yourself? So this bocha that's, let's say, now, right now, so he just doesn't have a cheshek when it comes to the learning, it's not going. So he could close his gemara and go off into the wild blue yonder. He could disappear. Or he could close his gemara. And instead, during that time, Tibet Isaac and Sipuri Tzadikim, he could spend some time visiting his bubby. There are a lot of good things one can do. You don't have to go to the club. You don't have to go find a girlfriend. You could do something else. It's true. I'm not in that place of, I'm not the For now, it doesn't look like this week I'm going to be coming to the Chassam Sofer this week. It's true. Say that. But I, there are certain things that I could do right now. I don't have to walk away. Even though he's heard and he's seen certain shmuz and certain sikhs about how, you know, if you leave it, then you're going to throw everything away. There are all kinds of scary things you could find. All kinds of shmuzin that one hears. And there are some bochum that when things are not going well and they're not in a place of ayil, they're not in drive, then they just like slip into reverse and they just go off the mountain. Then you have these unbelievable chevra, these great chevra, that even though he's not in a place of ayil, he's not racing forward, he says, say that, no. Zaloh alech achshav. It's not going right now. I'm not, whether it's in learning, marriage, and other things in life, right now, the ikur of my avoda right now is to be oymed b'nisayin. And to be oymed b'nisayin means to stand strong and not to lose ground. Not to lose ground. So if during that time, this bacher instead, he's not able to move forward, instead he learns, so he'll learn some Navi, he'll do some mitzvah, some asam tovim, he'll try to be Isaac in good things and to hold his ground.
Navi's a bid'evit, huh? Gemara is...
I'm not saying it by way of a bid'evit, but for this particular bacher, that time in his life, he's not... Right, it doesn't mean chas v'shalom to say that Navi is a b'devid chas v'chalila, but for him, he feels that it is. In his environment, that's what it looks like. So, Lamros, hayiridu mimadregos haruchal nishahaysa b'shas nishan omad bo karoi v'nisha sholem b'avadasa. So this heroic person remains sholem b'avadasa. anybody that's involved with chinuch sees this. With the bochum, it's much more obvious because bochum are kids are generally much more. The word is not honest, but they don't feel as compelled to keep up a certain kind of a routine because they haven't been as long in the routine. What do I mean by that? So what you see nowadays is you'll see there's a guy, he's a fantastic bocher, he's one of the top guys in yeshiva, although if you ask the yeshiva when it comes to shidduchim, everyone's the top guy in the yeshiva. But this guy's really like one of the top guys in the yeshiva. And then it's not going. Whatever, it's not going. So then the next thing you know, where's Maishi by Minyan? Doesn't come to Shachris anymore. Why doesn't he come to Shachris? What is his Madrega? You know, what is it that he's not learning so well anymore, or he doesn't feel like learning right now? How come he can't come to Minyan? Then you start to see a Hiddar Derut. Where is he? Doesn't come to Minyan, doesn't show up here. Nowadays, when people in general are much less mature, you find that by adults as well. You find that even grown men, that it's not going well or something. They stop, like they get off the program. They leave. It used to be that you didn't see that so much by adults. Adults generally stayed with it, and whatever it was, you know, even if it means just going through the motions, you're already doing this for 30, 40, 50 years. But nowadays, it's interesting. You'll find people that just disappear. Even grown-ups, they just disappear. It's gone. But it was a common thing always in yeshivas to see that. More now than before. But you see this very often with young people. The ikkar at that time is that even though I might not be progressing, I'm not in a place of ayil, but I don't walk away. I keep up with I try to keep up. Maybe I shift my learning to something that's easier, something that I could do, and so on. But I don't turn away. So Baal Shem is saying that when a person does this and he holds on to his madrega, he doesn't jump ship when he's having an nisayon. Omer bo karoy v'nisha sholim v'avadasa. Until he'll see that he'll be able to, then he'll be able to return to his Madregian Kedusha and continue on with his ascent, continue ascending. Ubekach. So the question is, why did Hashem put me through this? I was doing great. I didn't do anything noticeably different in my life or anything wrong. But why did my aliyah stop? Like, why did I have that pause? And he tries to think of something he might have done wrong. But why? What happened? Ubekach hele imal kedusha gam es elo nimtzoy b'madrega tachtoina shahayavah. The teretzes that were taught in the Svarma Kedosha, that the reason that this wonderful person who was sailing higher and higher, all of a sudden seems to be stopped, and he's pausing in his avoda, is because there are other Jews that are on that madrega, that are waiting to be lifted up to a higher madrega, that they simply cannot. They don't know what it means to be higher. They're not in a place of ascending. And that by him being there and not turning back and being strong, and then he's able to continue on with his aliyah, he brings up other Jews with him. He brings up other people with him. Then he's able to bring up people who are completely, totally stuck or have never been able to move higher than that place that he's in right now. It's like he's climbing a mountain. This person, you could say, much like somebody is climbing a mountain. He's a gewaldig mountain climber. And then he's just not able to go any further. And there's a, you know, along the mountain, there's, you have when you're climbing, not that I ever did that, I mean, a little bit when I was in, when I lived as a kid in Eretz Yisrael, we used to do that kind of stuff, not really mountain climbing, but, and then you have, like, along the way, there's a precipice or something, you know, I don't know what they call it, there's a ledge, or some sort of a ledge, and he's able to stop over there by that ledge, and he's able to have some menucha by that ledge. So he's not, he has some menucha by the ledge. He's not, he doesn't fall down, he doesn't say, I can't do this, he doesn't say, forget it, I'll never get to the top, I'm just going to go back to the bottom, he doesn't do that. But he needs to hang out a little bit by the ledge. He can't go right now high. Now it turns out that there are people who live at the, who live by the ledge. Goes into the cave over there, by the ledge, there's a cave, and looks in there, and there are ledge dwellers. There are ledgers. And they just live over there, like, you know. And they say things like, he ask, and he asks them, hey, Chevra, what are you doing over here? He comes in there, they got a whole, they have a whole civilization by the ledge. They have lights, and they have schools, and they have everything that's like mamish. There's a ledge civilization. And he goes around and he says, Chevra, what are you doing over here? So they say, look, so what do you mean? What do you, you know, there's, they're higher, they're not, this, they're higher, this is the middle of the mountain. There's much more to go. There's much more to go. And they say, you know, we heard from the Zaydi in the book. We heard from the Zaydis that there's a mountaintop. But it's not, you know, it's not Shaykh. But the Zaydis, we heard there was such a thing that there were people that made it to the top of the mountain, but we can't. It's not our Indian. And he goes around saying, it's not true. We have to go to the top. And then finally, he gathers back his strength. He does know, just as he lost it, it somehow comes back to him, because he didn't go down. He stays over there by the ledge with the rest of the chaver. And then he says, Yalla, let's speak. And he goes out of the cave, and he starts his ascent again. And the rest of the chaver, they come outside of the ledge, and they look over there, and they start to think, maybe he's got something. Well, maybe I could do that. Change in perspective. And I could go. I could get out of this place. There's something higher in my life. Something higher. I don't remember if it was the Sfasemis or with the Chedushim that said, but maybe it was the Chedushim, but that he was from the time that he was a child. He was the Shaval Madrega, and people asked him, you know, about that. And he said, you don't understand. I was born on the top of a mountain. I was born all the way on top. He says, that's nothing heroic. I was born on top of the mountain, but you're mountain climbers. I was born in such a place. My parents, my grandparents, I was born there. So what the Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying is that there's a reason why you had to stop off along by this ledge. There's a reason why. So Hashem Yisbarach has other chevra that are there, and he wants the other chevra to also feel the possibility of becoming greater, to feel the possibility of climbing higher. And then when you stop off at that place, even though for you you're upset because you were in the middle of ascending, but when you stop off at that place and you hold yourself and you don't fall and you don't turn back, so that when you begin your climb again, you're taking the whole chevra with you. Because we don't see that with our eyes, like in the marshal of the guy that walks in there with the rest of the guys. But you bring the whole chevra up with you. You see, you don't see, but you bring the chevra with you. This is a deep teaching in Torah. There's a teaching from the tzaddikim on the inyan of the ger, of that potential ger, that came to Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara says there in Shabbos, he came to Shammai and Hillel, that he wanted to, he was interested in the possibility of becoming a Jew, but he wanted it, you remember how he wanted to receive Yiddishkeit? A regalachas. Right, while standing on one foot. So Shammai threw him out, and Hillel And Hillel said that what you don't want somebody to do to you, don't do to other people. And v'yahavlo ha'kamoicha. That's the Torah. V'idach zil gemara. The rest of Yiddishkeit, go and learn. So there's so many questions on this gemara, right? What the gemara is telling us, a story about some Mishigana. Give me the whole Yiddishkeit, the Ragalachas. What does that mean? Standing on one foot, what do you mean? Al regalachas. Gemara is not telling meisim from Meshugoyim. And Shammai gives him such a Meshabaruch like that. And not only that, it says that he took the Amas Abinyan. He took one of the beams. There was a building, they were building over there. There was a construction site. He took from the beam, one of the beam, a wooden, from the Amas Abinyan, the construction site, and he went to after the guy. The guy ran away from Shammai. And then he comes to Hillel. And Hillel says to him, Adai lach le Sani. Sani, whatever you hate being done to you, don't do it to somebody else. Love another person like yourself. And that's Yiddishkeit v'idach. The rest is zil gemor. That's the basic. That's the regalachas. Now the rest of it, go learn. So what, like Hillel is like some reform rabbi or something? Love your neighbor as yourself. It says that in every Reformed temple. It doesn't say, by any Reformed temple, you never see, it never says, like tefillin. There's never a sign, like on the outside of the building, put on tefillin. You never see, it's just a sign. Keep Shabbat. It always says, love your neighbor like yourself. So, what does that mean? It means to pay membership, that's what it means. It never says anything that's mechayev you, like, you know. So, Hillel says, you don't like being done to. Don't do to anybody else. That's the Torah. The Idach is more. Go learn the rest. And this guy converts. So what's going on? So the Tzaddikim say like this. It's an amazing teaching. This person was not a small person. He had something very, very big that was cooking inside of him. He wanted to convert to become a Tzaddik Gomer. He wanted to be mamish and tzaddik. But he looked around him and he saw, when he looked at Jews, he's an outsider. When he looked at Jews, he saw that we're not perfect. He saw that, when he looked at Jews, he saw that a lot of them, that they put on film, they keep Shabbos. And then but they're doing bad stuff. He saw some religious Jew stealing. He saw a religious girl doing something with a girl. Whatever it is, he saw bad stuff. He looked at our beautiful, perfect world of Yiddishkeit, and he saw there are imperfect people. This is a very rude awakening with many of the Baalei Teshuva, as you know. The Baalei Teshuva, especially, you know, some very wonderful, impressionable young lady or young man is, you know, in Yerushalayim, ended up like on some, what's it called when they take them to Israel? Birthright. Birthright, and he was all excited, and somebody pulled him in by the Kosel, you know, when it was Meir Shuster, Lava Shalom, and somebody else pulled him in, and he goes to the yeshiva, and he's involved, and he takes him to like these families from the, and everything is great, and everything is beautiful, and seamless, and perfect, and then he wants to be a Baal Teshuva, and he gets all into it, and he starts to see that, he starts to see a little bit our secrets, you know, it's not so secretive, but the skeletons in the closet, right? He starts to see that it's not the way that it looks, you know. They sent him to a house for Shabbos, you know, some very, very nice apartment, and the wife is a nice, beautiful lady, the husband's Talmud Chacham. The kids all sit in their places and everything. You know, everything looks like it's gewaldic.
They sent me.
They sent you, right? So you see that they have a list of those places. Those places mostly are not also the way that they look. And then he starts to see that, see afterwards, you know, it's not so pushed. So this potential convert, he's looking at the world of Yiddishkeit, and he has read and he has studied and enough that he believes that this is the truth. The Yiddishkeit is the truth, and he wants to join the ranks of these people of truth. He sees Jews living at the highest point on top of the mountain. But then he sees that it's not so pashut, and that people are not able, for the most part, to sustain those aliyahs in life. And not only that, he sees people who have serious yiridus. And not only that, sometimes some of the people that he looked up to as being on top of the mountain, he sees that they're not really such mountain dwellers. So this potential ger came to Shammai and Hillel with this request. I want to become a Jew. But I want to become a Jew al regel achas, which means I don't want ever to fall. I want everything to be al regel achas. Regel achas doesn't mean on a deep level immediately. It means without confusion, without limping, without falling. I want it to be clear. And I want to be in a constant state of aliyah. I want to be able to move continuously up that higher and higher in that mountain and not to fall. I don't need that. Because he also read that when you're a Jew, you're on this program, and if you fall, there are all kinds of punishments and ganims. He doesn't want any of that stuff. He heard enough about that in the church, right? He doesn't need that headache now. He wants to be a Yiddishkeit that should be a regalachas. So Shammai takes the Amas HaBinyan. He takes one of the construction beams, Amas HaBinyan, to give him a clap. And that means that Shammai is saying, that's not how the Jewish people were built. The way that you build anything, the way that we were constructed, was through many, many yiridus. We went into Mitzrayim, we descended into the Memtash Sharitum. You have it wrong. There's no such thing as a Yiddishkeit al regel achas. That's not how you build a human being, that's not how you build a Jew. To become something great, you have to go through constant eye of a nafik, aliyas and yiridus. It's not like that life. To be a Jew certainly is not like that. There are yiridus, there are pauses, there are yiridus. It's not like that in life. That's not how the Jewish people were built. That's not how anything is built. So the Ger Tzedek, this Ger walks away from Shammai. And he's dejected. The perfection that he was hoping to find in Yiddishkeit cannot be guaranteed. There's no secret method of being taught to remain always a tzaddik that's climbing higher and higher. So he walks away, and someone says to him, maybe before you give up, you should stop by and speak to Hillel HaZaken, to Shammai's sparring partner. Go talk to Hillel. He comes from he has a different mahalach in life. Talk to Hillel. So he goes and talks to Hillel. And Hillel says to him an absolutely astonishing thing, which we heard all the years growing up. He says, you don't like something being done to you, don't do it to other people. You should love everybody like yourself. That's the whole Yiddish guy. And he says, the rest of it, go learn. V'idach zil gemar. So the Svarim say that what Hillel was telling him is the following. He's saying to my friend, you would like to be able to have a life of perpetual ascent and growth. You would like to be able to have a Yiddishkeit without any failures, without any yiridus, without any pauses or yiridus. You'd like to have such a Yiddishkeit. I want to tell you something. Well, let me ask you this. Where do you think it came to you all of a sudden? A goy, a meshukitz. Where do you think it came to you, this inyan, that you became interested, that you wanted to be a Jew? Meifo ze higia lecha? You were just living the regular life of a guy, And then you started to notice this and think about that and to read this and to look at that. And what do you think? Where does that come from? I'll tell you, Hillel says, where that comes from. The guy says, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know. I'll tell you where it comes from. Because your neshama is the neshama of a Jew. But your neshama over the years, over the generations, fell into terrible, terrible, terrible darkness. However, it's not important for now. It fell into mamish, into the deepest, darkest places of the Sitrach, into the world of Avodah Zarah mamish. But there's a Jew. You'll never meet him. But there's a Jew that lives someplace in Pumbedisa, right? And this guy in Pumbedisa, this Yid in Pumbedisa, was going through a terrible Yerida in his life, in his Yiddishkeit. He was going through a terrible Yerida. And he descended mamish into machshavas, into thoughts of leaving Yiddishkeit, into being and converting and running away. And he was mechazik himself. He was mechazik himself not to give up. And he kept Shabbos, and he kept putting on tefillin, not to fall, not to descend into Avodah Zarah. And then he began to return. And he took you with him. You understand? He grabbed your hand in Gehenna, and he took you. So Hillel says to him, you want to have a Yiddishkeit without any Yeridas? Listen to this Torah. You want to have a Yiddishkeit without any Yeridas? What you hate for yourself, don't do to others. You didn't want to be left in Gehenna. You wanted somebody else to take you out of Gehenna because you couldn't get out of that place by yourself. But now you want to have a Yiddishkeit where you never have any Yeridas. You don't want to have to help anybody else out of Gehenna. You hear the Torah. You don't want to help anybody else out of Gehenna. How do you think you got out? Where did your inspiration come from? It came from a Jew in Gehenna. A Jew in Gehenna who was determined to climb. And when he did that, it was Ma'ari you, your Jewish soul that was trapped in the other side mamish, to begin to climb out. So what you don't want to, you don't want to be left alone and abandoned in Gehenna. Don't do that to somebody else. You want to be a Jew, Hillel told him, convert, be a Jew. Zil idach gemor, learn the rest of Yiddishkeit. But I'm telling you right now that there are Yeridas in Yiddishkeit, being a Jew. And don't become discouraged, and don't give up, and don't turn away, because the only reason you're a Jew, you want to be a Jew, is because there was somebody else somewhere that didn't turn back, that kept moving, that held on and kept going. And that's the only reason why you had this desire to get out. That's what the tzaddikim say. A person goes through things, he don't see who your chavrus is. You don't see who your chavrus is. The Sfarim say sometimes you could be pulling out a future, because it goes across generations. It's not Lafka now. You could be pulling out a future great-great-grandchild. You could be pulling out.
With your paws?
Yeah. You could be pulling out from your holding in that place where you are, not falling, not turning back. There's going to be his iris over the generations that your great-great-grandson or great-great-granddaughter is in a terrible place and is mamish in the place of the Sitra Achra and is this close to leaving everything and will all of a sudden have his iris. No, I can't give this up. I'm going to try again. I'll try again. I'll give it another shot. It crosses over time, generations. Because it's most likely that this is affecting somebody that has a connection to the Sherish of Yod Hashanah. Because when the Sherish is awakened, then everything else in the Sherish is shaken. So it's most likely it's a cousin, a kid, a friend, somebody, whatever. Part of your Sherish, part of your world, who you travel with together over the generations. That you're able, that somehow through your holding on, you were able to shake. This is a Torah, this teaching is found in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. And it also is a way to explain how you see even by the biggest tzaddikim. Even by the biggest tzaddikim, there are times that great, great tzaddikim have a certain period of time when they're weak in their avodah. They're not in their madrega. Like it's famous because from the Berditchev of the Devi, that it was almost a year that he was davening like from a siddur like a regular person. That he was not himself. And he didn't become depressed, the Kedusha Levi. He didn't start, to put on a t-shirt that says Yerida and go and leave Yiddishkeit and pierce his ear and get he just davened, it says, from a siddur like a regular Jew when he came to Minyan. He didn't get all depressed and worked up. He just continued. It says, "V'himshech l'spal misidur ki Yehudi pashut." He just davened like a regular Jew, and then he became the B'ditchev again, like a rocket. Who knows who he took out with him? And he didn't get worked up about it. He kept up his avodah in pashtus, in a simple way, and then he took off again. Didn't get up. The ikka was not the fool.
So like the original Sanhedrin, who they didn't hit others because they took the hit instead of others in Mitzrayim, and that they were able to have their own.
That's a good point. That's a Havas Yisrael. That's Mesiras Nefesh. And you might not realize it. That's what's going on. You might not think about it, but when we're let in on this secret, it could help us a lot. When we're let into this secret, it could help a lot. That's a good point. Yeah.
So using the mashal the Rebbe used a few minutes ago, he's saying if somebody mamish just climbed up the mountain and never stopped to pick up anybody, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not the reality. Is not they just don't mamish just go up and grab people along the way. They have to stop. Pause to pick people up.
You need a lot of strength to take others with you. It's hard enough to schlep yourself up, but if you want to put others and carry them on your back, you need more kaiches.
And it's to strengthen yourself in a way. It's not only to get other people.
No, of course, strengthen yourself. By strengthening yourself, then you're able to schlep others out. But you see this by tzaddikim. Look at footnote 3. We'll answer told us Yaakov Yosef, but Loischad in this parasha, and told us in this parasha, he talks about it. Shema Torah says, you read the Shiashon Leitim Eitzel Oved Hashem, that the told us explains the reason that a person, an Oved Hashem, sometimes has, you read this, is Kidelu Hashbal Yosef, Hazar Yali Imo Lakdushas Nimtsoim Madregas Hatachtonish Alein Yor Lefisho. So he's able, because he's able to take out the Chevra that's over there by the place that he was stopping in. Rabbi Mepharis Yosef, he brings. And the Kuzhan Samagat of it is as well. Sometimes it's tzaddik, like has a yirid in his avodas Hashem, because he's not doing anything. Yeah, but he's not himself. He has external thoughts, in other words, not completely l'shem shemayim. Gaiva, kas, uchese b'zer. V'chol zos k'dei sh'achakach, sh'yis ala shuv l'madrigos, yizkav yalimus harabim, sh'anim tzoyim madriga tachtayin zub avodas Hashem. And the whole tachlis of this is that he's able to bring out others, he's able to bring out others who were stuck, who were just stuck in a bad place. So let's finish the parish. B'kach heli imol kedusha gam eselon mitzoy madrega tachtona shohaya boy hina me'ata that the left side shuv eno baladein yisan yuchel mikan lahabli yas oimer al masa madrega achas boyven kavur. So he already conquers that territory, and he now moves higher. He's not going to stay anymore by that. He's not going back to that ledge. He's climbing. He might have to pause again, but he's going to pause at a higher place along the mountain. He already left that place. The Yuchem Mikan Lahabli is Oymed Al Matzav Madregach Zvayfim Kavur Li Yishar Madreg and Alas Pekdusha Shlo Leirid Mibli Shiet Starach Lavedis Madregos Af Lefi Yishar Kedei Lahalas Lepdusha Nimtzoy Madreg Adachtan. He's not going to have to go back to that place to bring others up. Eli Yuchel Al Oysam Ba'oida Oymed Mimkoy Madregos. He'll be able to continue to carry them from his place where he's in right now, to go higher and higher. V'zeh sh'omah David HaMelech ha'bikesh makadosh baruch hu, this is what David HaMelech asks from Hashem. Lo omus ki echya. Sholem b'farshim are asking. What do you have to say? Lo omus ki echya. Just lo omus or ki echya. What do you have to say? Please don't let me die, let me live. If I'm not dying, I'm living. or just let me live. What's lo amuz ki echya? Right? So lo amuz shalayt starach levi madregos haruchanis shivitzu kinekves misa. Every you read this called misa, it's called die. Ashma tamu ki echya. Rabbi Shalom, I'm asking you, don't know, saying I'm asking you lo amuz ki echya. I'm asking you, I've been through many things in my life. I'm begging you, please. I don't want to die anymore. In other words, I just want to keep on going higher. You know, I just want to keep on ascending. Lo amos. I don't want to have any more yiridus. Lo amos. Ki echya. Even though I know that when I die, I'm bringing others to life. Kidei lahachyos acheim. And I've put in a lot of time doing that. I've done that. I'm tired. It's hard for me now. Lo amos ki echya. I'm afraid. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I'm afraid if I'm going to have that, if I'm going to stop by the ledge, I might end up becoming a ledge dweller, you know? Or even worse. Lo amos ki echya. I don't want to die for the purpose of giving life right now to others. Kedei lahachyos achem, dahainu kedei la'alus, la'alus zelos l'kedusha. Eliyucha lahachyosem, la'aloisem l'kedusha, afla la'yiridus. Or maybe there's another way, Baruch Shalom, I could do this. Like maybe I could stand on top and drop a rope or something, you know? I don't have to stop and be in the ledge. Maybe there are other ways to do this from my place where I am, not to have to go back down there. I don't want to go back down there. I already was there. I don't want to go there. Yeah.
How does this fit with Sheva Yipol Tzadik become? Then a Tzadik doesn't just fall once, happens. Because here he's saying only.
He's once. Asking. He's asking. The tzaddik? Oh, because he says pamachas.
Yeah.
Oh, for that madrega. No. So. In other words, Sam Yuchalios Oimed Al Matzav Madrega Achash Leileid. I know it says Sheva Yipol Tzaddik. So I mean, there are other Yiridus. What do you mean? Nice. So maybe it means I'm not sure. Maybe it means. That, no, like I said before, that you're going to still have a Yerida, but
higher up on the
higher on the mountain, not to have to go to the bottom, higher along the Aliyah, the path along the trail, to make a stop, not to have to go. So even though it's true, Shavu Yipol Tzadik V'Karm, and he goes through all these different shlavim, but the shlavim are the higher and higher, not you know to go all the way, just to crash to the bottom. Maybe that. I'm not sure. Not the crash. So you can see how from this tiny little Torah of the Baal Shem Tov that there are many, many binyanim. There are many magnificent buildings and skyscrapers that are found in this Svarim HaKadoshim from this tiny little Torah of Lo Amuz Ki Echya, this of Hillel and Shammai.
So David HaMelech was requesting no more Yeridas, no more pauses. Can I just stand at the top?
Can I just, yeah. Can I just keep going? And
the answer is no, that's not life. Until you're dead, there's always going to be challenges.
It doesn't say in that capital with Hashem said that Hashem said to him, no. But it's a heartbreaking tefillah of David HaMelech. And we could hear Hashem saying, David, I'll give you a little bit. You can keep on going for another 2-3 weeks, but I have something planned for you. You need to help other people out. And you're also going to stop along another ledge.
Is it really to help other people out or help yourself? You're not going to grow. Come on.
Who's not going to grow?
Well, imagine if the conditions
were... Is it saying to the person, listen, you're not going to grow in your life unless you have ups and downs? That's reality. Or is it, no, this is really very important to get other people. That's why I'm giving you this.
Why is there any contradiction? Yeah.
It's just stumbling.
It's not. It's both. It's not. There's no contradiction between those two. I don't know. You just need to believe in it that something deeper is going on in your life right now. Don't crash. Don't turn back. Hold your ground because there are others who are depending on you.
Oh, that's important.
And the whole reason that you were inspired is because there were others that held on and that's how you got into their backs and they climbed up and they gave you a lift. So you don't want to give other people a lift. Don't be a baby. Don't turn back. Don't crash. Hold your ground. Wait until the time comes for another Leah, and you're going to give lifts to other people. You give lifts. It's an important thing to think about. To have a machshava, to think like that. It's a big thing to have that machshava.
If you're nichshel, is the opposite true?
What?
If you're nichshel, is the opposite true? Are you slipping people down with you?
I don't talk about there is such a name like that. You have to speak to Shammai about that.
So, imagine if the Kedusha
there's such a name. There's nothing like that, though.
If he didn't have you read it, I mean, he brought up a whole generation, and he keeps bringing them up.
Yeah.
So it sounds like an inspiration for you to grow, or to not get lost in your stop, so to speak. Just because not only will you grow, but you also, so that's that should inspire you to not lose.
Yeah, it's tremendous chizuk.
Maybe what holds you back from falling is the idea of if you fall, you bring other people down with you. I mean, that
could help also. That certainly could help. Well, a person could see that with his own eyes. Certainly a parent. When I was in Florida, there was a this year for I want to give a shmooze over there. So there was a yid that was talking to me outside. Afterwards, I was talking to this yid, and he was very, very troubled because he was describing to me how his closest friend, that the kid he had kids, his friend had kids that were like learning and growing like that. And then the parents, like all of a sudden, were having this midlife crisis. And the parents like were it's a little bit funny. Like instead of the kids having, you know, like the parents were like. All of a sudden, the mother took off a shaitel, and the father started to, you know, act differently, and they were going through this, and the kids now were falling apart. One of them got thrown out of yeshiva, mm-hmm. So the parents were like bringing down. You know, I said like one of the main reasons we try to behave is because we love our kids. We don't want to get, you know, the father's complaining to the, you know, the. That the kid doesn't want to go to shul. So I always say, you also don't want to go to shul. You love your kid so much, you want him to see you going to shul. And now you're all upset. The only reason I go to shul is that my kids should see me going to shul. And now my kid's not going to shul, so like, why do I have to do this? I don't climb into the kid. I'd love to climb in, get the teddy bear, and just close my eyes. And I gotta go to, oh. You know, but if you let go, your kid's gonna. you gotta try to keep on moving.
And the Rav Kook share, we've been learning that the Yisrael, Am Yisrael, was enough for 2,000 years.
Traveling together as a group and the different identities and different generations.
No.
I'm not. We achieved unbelievable. But we couldn't have achieved it. But you say it's the same. I think it's like